Ophelia. For Guy Williams. 1. That moment. There comes a moment when you don't know where you end and the creature in your arms begins. The long rains, 2 years on from the accident, and the day after my sister left, the day we knew we could be lovers no more than sun and moon embrace the cradled earth. I almost missed it in the market, the monsoon slapping down, but turned to see what I'd ignored, wrapped in a faded, torn kikoi, a wriggle and her hopeless eyes staring into me. And all of Africa's anger and sex and wildness were riding in there. 2. The price. And there she was. A baboon, I said. And not one of the blue baboons you find up country, but a golden baboon from the coast. A 6-week-old Munro blonde who was already in my arms, her little hands fast around the buttons of my shirt. Ina toko wapi? Where'd you get her? I asked the Giriama, one of the untouchable bushmen of the coast. He'd shot her mother, drugged her with arrows to feed alive to his pet python. And I bought her there and then for a 10-bob check written in pencil, which bounced. 3. Her name. Why did I give her such a tragic name? Perhaps it was the Hamlet I'd just done, but more to the point, at only 15, I guess I'd guessed what was to come. And she as motherless as me, that when I stared into her eyes, and it's this that I want to remember, that look when you look into an animal and see your own soul's country deep in there, beyond the dark horizon. And she brought me flowers, petals from the garden, and her moon-coloured cries at night. 4. Food. Whatever I ate, she ate, and from my bowl. Stone-sized chunks of aloneness, and whatever else my father's allowance allowed. Sometimes an arm of grass poured on a silver plate, from which her shining black fingers deftly sorted all the seeds, which she ate like a queen, buzzing away to herself, while I lay on the sofa, smoking. Five. Tricks. Tricks. Yes, she could do tricks. She could outdrink anyone in the new Stanley. Pints of elephant beer, though once so drunk she jumped on Jack Block's head, the owner deep in concentrated talk, trying to sell the place again. Why him? He banned us forever then. And her noise a wonder in my bed at night. But it wasn't her tricks so much as just her being there, at the chai kiosks and food carts of River Road, we ate African for free, Sikuma Wiki, Posho, Mukate Mayai, for the punters we brought in. And once, her first time on heat, I woke in the dark to find her gently, sweetly, wanking us off, both of us together. 6. Inner child. Stare into her eyes, the fires and shining greens, the night's bright gems. Do we reflect each other? Yes, we reflect each other. But I want to enter that look and live in there forever. to know what the child inside her thinks of me and this other country, this dream I've brought her to. And we stared into each other's eyes, careless because we didn't care, fearless because there was nothing to fear but the death we both inhabited, laughing as we waited for the final act, like I was her player king and she my player queen. 7. Abuse. But it wasn't all roses. Have you ever tried to house train a baboon? Shit everywhere. In our bed at night, in the kitchen. The houseboy fled after 2 days. The old soliloquies of abuse. I cursed her. I wished her gone. Away into the prayers and habits of white silence. And was it physical abuse? Yes, it was physical abuse. I rubbed her face in it. I beat her. I locked her in the toilet, where Africa's tongue accused me, screaming her wonderful noise. 8. A story. My little putt-putt, my 50cc Yamaha, that's how she travelled. Riding pillion, clinging to my waist, slipped inside my shirt. Langata Road, 4 a.m, army roadblock, spikes and chains and cavalettis on the road like a riding school. The soldiers relax around me, smiling. Habari Yakubwan, pleasantries of the black night. No matter, this Muzungu on a bike. Then her tail twitches and stands up on the seat behind me, like a rod. Shaitani! Shaitani! Devil! And their guns all cocked at me. Hey! Whoa! Holding to the softness in my voice. It's only my baboon. And as always in Africa, the childlike roar of laughter at ourselves and friends for life, forever. 9. What was to come? The Ministry of Wildlife was onto me. My friends were onto me. My sister was onto me. And the houseboys. Through it all, Ophelia muttered at nothing. She picked the lice from my hair. She brought me avocados from high up the tree, their dark jade glowing in her shiny black palms and the deep creases of her fingers. 10. Forever. What is time to a baboon? What did it mean to those eyes that followed me from room to room, or through the shanty towns and Arab quarter alleys, where children play soccer in the dust and call for her and follow her who followed me? And even when she wasn't there, when I locked her in the bathroom, I could feel her gargoyle eyes on me, the scrutiny that wildness grants, to have this second sight with me. But I don't know what time meant to her. Though if I had to guess, I'd say it meant simply this, that we were there, together in that moment, and that the passing of each moment was forever, or is forever, in the present simple tense to her. 11. Husband. I had to do something. A husband must be found for her. A born-free solution. After all, this was Adamson land. I took her to a farm in Machakos, Eden Hill. For 3 weeks I climbed through trees with her, teaching her to swing through them, to teach her to survive. And then I betrayed her twice on paper. I divorced her with my signature. I gave up such rights as I was said to have, and read again my traitor's name, printed in carbon on a BOAC ticket, bound for England. 12. Bees. Under the flyover, a council flat in Hammersmith, where the letter came, falling like an autumn leaf, wrapped in someone's white bandages. It said that she'd been killed by bees, stung to death, trying to rob their honey. I wept. I didn't want to believe. I couldn't weep her out of me. I wept her out of me. 13. Baboonery. Time knows many ways of passing. A yew tree in the graveyard at Stoke Gabriel, green smoke of its branches, hangs above the tombs. Its roots are said to feed in every grave. Carvings on the church door. The gargoyle style they call baboonery. How is it I forget you, Ophelia, for all of 30 years? I look up at the stone faces, a worn-out Herne the Hunter, the wild hunts searching for souls, and hold you as I come into myself, feeding on that moment where I don't know where I end, and the baboon in my arms begins.